Welcome to another episode of the Grunt Free Press Podcast. It's another beautiful Saturday morning. I can hear people outside yapping, as it always has been, 210 times over, as a matter of fact. Yep, all Saturdays. I mean, I'm really a day person. Monday through Friday for me. Love those weekends. Love to sleep at night. No adjustment period at all. I mean, why would there be? Nothing has changed. You know, I'm still absolute deist side. Gruntfreepress.com is still the website unto which I share my gaming knowledge for those who I deem worthy, who can figure out how to download podcasts. You can submit an application for that over at podcast@gruntfreepress.com if you want to take the test. Hint, the answer to question 27 is nigger. So you guys remember when I was an Apex Legend? Me neither, but I played that game quite a bit when it first came out. Then I fell off of it within a few weeks. Because I mean, it is a fucking battle royale game on fucking one map. And despite how good the moment-to-moment gameplay is, and it is really good. You know, the actual shooting feels nice. Just gets a little old after a bit, just playing the same map, doing the same mode and all that. Just like any other online game, I suppose, or any game period really that you play enough of. You need to switch it up a bit and be a video game whore. You know, just fucking just keep plugging your USB dick into other things to fucking feel anything. Or I do at least. I mean, I don't know how these people do it that fucking like master certain games, just play one game for like years or whatever, or speed run games and shit, put thousands of hours into one fucking game. Their podcast must be really fucking boring. But this week I dipped into back into Apex Legends after that E3 shit, like seeing some of those additions they were making, the changes they were making. I was curious about the whole Battle Pass thing. I bought the Season 2 Battle Pass. To be honest, I still don't really know what the fuck that's about. What a Battle Pass is. I mean, I kind of get it, but I think you fucking, you're just pretty much unlocking skins and shit. And like, you know, it's like a separate level in addition to the normal packs or the loot crates you can earn. Or, I don't know, some fucking idiots buy those like normally. I mean, those are like set markers that you're getting. The battle, you level up the battle pass thing. You know, it's like a fucking just separate bar that's filling up. I think it's fucking from doing different challenges though. Like, it's not just like another XP bar that goes up at the same. It's not like a timed thing, like timed XP bar. They give you daily challenges. I think that's what does it. It'll tell you to, the daily challenges will be like, get 3 kills with a certain character, or just run around and open X number of the crates in the game, that whatever the fucking, weapon containers, like the containers and shit you open up. It's like, open up like 100 of those and you earn whatever, 3,000 battle pass points. And you reach a number of those fucking points by doing the challenges, and that unlocks different things, skins and shit like that. Then you gain the fucking battle pass XP and you hit a milestone and here's your skins, loser. And I'm kind of like, I don't know, I think there's like 100 levels in total or something like that. I'm in like the 40s and the battle pass fucking leveling. It's like a lot of the shit I'm just like looking through. I'm like, I don't even fucking want any. It's like, it's fucking like the last couple guns. I'm like, God, it's something for like the carbine, like the one of the assault rifles I use all the time. Like, that'd be cool to have a skin for that. It looks all right, but I'm just like going through this long stretch of I don't like that skin. I don't give a shit about getting any of this shit. So that kind of sucks. But again, it was just kind of, yeah, it cost 30 or 35 bucks or something like that. And I probably sound like a cunt because I know I bought it. I don't even know how the fuck it works. Basically, when I bought it, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this thing is. And I just fucking bought it, and it gives you a bunch of shit. But the way I look at it, I played the game for over 90 hours at this point, approaching 100. That's a fucking long time for me to play one game. I was doing that like completely free, so. I mean, it sounds a little douchey, but why not show a little bit of support, even if I really could care less about skins, to be honest, especially in a fucking first-person game, really. Who gives a fuck about what skin you're using? Yeah, you barely see them, but whatever. I mean, I like the game. I can say with confidence, you know, if you don't buy the battle pass, if you're, you know, like a cheap bagel eater, don't feel like you're missing out if you fucking like skip it. If you're like, I don't feel like fucking buying it, like, you're not, again, it's just like skins and shit, like, who gives a fuck? It really just is like an optional. I played the shit out of this game, why not something else to fucking go for or challenge? Yeah, like the challenge, I don't give a shit about the XP so much. It's like fucking like, okay, like maybe I should try playing a different character, play fucking Bangalore for a while, or play fucking somebody I haven't played, you know, try to get kills with them, which I don't. I'm fucking awful. Jumping back into Apex Legends, yeah, I'm terrible. I'm fucking awful at the game. I was definitely expecting a little adjustment period. You know, I thought I'm like, all right, I'm getting back into it. I thought I had it more or less down after a few matches, but yeah, I can't hit shit. It seems like I always get worked, like every firefight that I get into. You know, I'm fucking spraying and missing like 75% of my shots, then someone just fucking melts me from across the map. Part of it is just, you know, I forget how the weapons feel. I'll pick up what they do. I'll pick up what I think is like an SMG, and like, all right, I'll get fucking real close to this guy, like shotgun range, and fucking pull the trigger, and it fires like a fucking like 3-round burst, and I'm like fucking like, oh shit, I probably shouldn't be this close, you know. And then fucking they just fucking turn around and just murder me. But like, whatever. Some people just, like, it doesn't matter, man. It's fucking ridiculous. I can't fucking get used to bullet drop for the fucking life of me, especially with like a sniper rifle or anything like more than like a couple hundred feet away. I'm like, I literally can't fucking hit fucking anything. It's just fucking bullets. It's like they're hitting the ground. They're fucking going over the guy and shit. And it seems like everybody else would be completely quiet, and then I just fucking get nailed, and from a mile away, the first shot, all my armor just fucking melts, you know what I mean? And then fucking this second shot, start running, sliding and shit, and it's like the second shot just fucking nails me from somebody who's like a mile away. It happens every time. I can't do shit. And I know they've done some tweaks to the weapon balancing. The Peacekeeper shotgun is toned down a lot. I figured that one out pretty quick. There's some new weapons that I don't know how to use, period. Like, I fucking just pick them up for like the first time. I got an L-Star from one of the drop pods, you know. The ones that fucking fall from the sky and usually have good shit in them. I'm like, oh, cool, a fucking yellow gun, gold, whatever, gold legendary gun. And then I got into a situation that was probably ideal for it. And if I knew what the fuck I was doing, I had a couple people out in the open just rushing towards me. And I was in a building, like looking out a window, and pulled the trigger, and I don't know what the fuck. I still don't know what the fuck that thing does. Like, what it's supposed to do. It seemed like it shot like flares out or something. I have fucking no idea. No fucking clue. I saw some kind of damage numbers popping up, but they just fucking wasted me in seconds, you know, before I could even, like, register what the fuck was happening. You know, I'll probably never get my fucking hands on that gun again. You know, I'll probably never find it. And I'm sure whoever, after I died, whoever picked it up off my fucking cold corpse probably got 10 kills with it and won the game solo. You know what I mean? Just fucking, oh, dude, I get the L-Stars. Just fucking instant win. Just ran around and just murdered everybody else. That's how it goes, usually. I could blame it on the usual stuff. You know, I'm like, I'm playing it with a controller on PC, with all the KBM warriors. I haven't been playing any first person shooters in general lately. I'm pretty fucking rusty in that whole genre. But you know, or I could just say everybody else is cheating. But I mean, to be honest, the truth of the matter is I'm just fucking old and I'm slow and I suck and I probably shouldn't play online games anymore. I probably shouldn't play any games anymore, really. I'm not good at any of them. You know, like anything I play, I'm fucking terrible at. Never have been. But yeah, I do like to torture myself and then in turn pass it on to you, the listener, to torture you. There have definitely been some improvements to Apex Legends since I last played. It runs a hell of a lot smoother and definitely looks crisper than it did. You know, the game always looked good, but it just had like a, you know, it would get choppy and laggy every now and then, and certain areas of the map, if it was real busy, there's a lot of shit there, it seemed to be, like, chug a little bit, or when you were dropping in, you know, when you first drop in, like, a lot of times, like, that first minute or so, it would desync or whatever, and just, like, everybody would just be fucking lagging and pretty bad for, like, a minute or two, and it would, you know, it would catch up over time, but doesn't seem like that's really an issue now. Like, everything seems pretty smooth for the most part. Although for some reason when I stream the game, it doesn't look quite as clear as it should. I don't think I'll check like the videos. That was a problem before. I think before I couldn't even capture it like normally, like full screen. Like I had to do like a display capture, so it was kind of pixelated and shitty. But now it's like, again, like that works now, like it's registering as a full, I can just do game capture and capture like it normally would. And I checked the video to look at it, I'm like, it's still pretty, for whatever reason, it still looks pretty artifacty and, you know, like this pixely and shit. I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's just so fast or whatever, or the bit rate I'm using can't keep up with it. But you know, every other fucking game I play is fine, and I'm not going down the OBS tweaking rabbit hole again for like fucking, oh dude, Apex is fucking kind of pixelated, and I'm not going to go down that fucking path to that. So it is what it is. But I mean, other than the fact that I suck at it, Apex Legends is still really fun. I just like that mix where, yeah, the game kind of looks goofy and it's kind of like a cartoony hero shooter, but it's literally only the characters in the game that are goofy and cartoony. The actual gunplay when you're in there, it's pretty fucking hardcore when you get down to it. It's like tactical, but it's not slow and boring and it's fucking fat. You know, it's not like frustrating tactical of like whatever, you know. It's not like Arma or whatever. Then there's also a ranked mode now, which it's a little strange how it works. It's not quite like the Halo or the good Halo, like that true skill Halo matchmaking, whatever you want to call it, like the chess fucking ranking system, ELO, whatever the fuck they used to do. It's not like that at first, anyway. It's broken up into leagues, and everybody just starts out in the lowest, like the bronze tier. Let's say it's fucking like bronze 5, I think, or something like that, like the lowest level of fucking bronze. Then as you keep playing, they give you points for your performance, you know, how long you stay alive, your kills. If you made it into the top 5 or whatever, you get extra points and shit like that. So at first you're always going up. Like you can't lose points. It's just you play, and you the longer you play, the more points you're gonna fucking earn. You play enough, and eventually you advance to the next league. It'd be like bronze 4, then 3, 2, 1. Then you get into silver, and once you're into silver, it would start off like silver 5 or whatever, which was around where I am. You have to. There's a buy-in for each ranked game that you're going into. You pay like it's like one. I think it's maybe one. It's only 1 or 2 points. I forget which it is. I'm sure once you go up to like gold, which if I ever get there, if like silver is like all right, you have to pay like 1 point to get in there. Then gold, every game would be like 2, I'd imagine, with whatever something you get it. And if you don't do well enough in the game to at least earn those 2 points back, it's like, oh, you lose them. Then you can start like dropping ranks, and that's when like the real fucking matchmaking would start, I guess. But once you get up there, seems like an all right system. Again, I'll let you know like as I get going how it works. I'm not even sure if the fucking player base, to be honest with you, is really that fucking large to support something like that that would be effective, you know what I mean? As far as like fucking whatever, there's like whatever 60 people in a game, you know? It just seems like if they were gonna do like a real matchmaking system like that, it'd have to be ridiculous fucking numbers, which I don't think that they're really doing is on PC specific, you know, specifically fucking PC or any fucking system, I guess. Not really, PC in particular, but whatever. I belong in the shittiest shit tier they can make for me. So from there, the system's doing well. They do suck at it. And speaking of sucking, I went on a bit of an indie game spree as of late. And to be completely transparent about it, here, I wasn't exactly physically, going to game jams or perusing obscure dev forums or digging into the cesspool of Steam or itch.io or anything. I'm subscribed to this YouTube channel called Alpha Beta Gamer, and some videos just popped up on there, up in my feed. I'm like, fucking, I'm like, I like that, like that game looks interesting. So I check it out for a little bit, and I played the games or some of the games that are on there. Whoever runs that fucking channel there, Alpha Beta Gamer, they did all the heavy lifting. I just kind of copied him like that, like the hack I am. So shout out to that guy or lady, Alpha Beta Gamer. I think that channel is also connected to a website called Free Games Planet that lists plays and reviews of like a free game every day. You know, every day it's fucking like, oh, here's a free game, here's where you get it, and this is what it's about. And they have like the video of him playing it. So yeah, I'm advertising for that guy pretty much. Again, nothing has changed, but that person, obviously, I don't know if it's just one guy or might be like a whole team of fucking people, but regardless, it's a lot of work those fucking people or person does. And he's not some fucking like hipster cunt either, because I've seen him, we'll assume it's just one guy, being, he's pretty active in his like the YouTube channel's comment section, and like, people like asking questions or just like, being dicks. And so he'll answer and like respond to that, just like a normal dude. The fucking like, oh, this looks gay because blah blah blah. And I'm like, hey, look, man, it's fucking, what I mean, this is the deal. Like, it's not it's like not true or whatever, or fucking just, he'll just respond to people. Or it's like, ah, the game looks cool. He's like, yeah, man, it's fucking whatever. Just, he actually talks and communicates. He's not like fucking, again, it's not just fucking like, oh, it's like Free Game Planet. Like, it might sound like some fucking like shitty, robot run fucking shit website or that's like laced with virus. Like, nah, it's pretty straight. It's pretty cool. And YouTube channel is pretty cool. One of the games he played is called Killer Frequency, where he plays a radio disc jockey in the 80s. And you're in the studio by yourself, and a serial killer starts stalking people in the small town like a, you know, like a slasher villain, slasher killer, serial killer. And the victims start calling into the station to ask you for help, you know. And right away it reminded me of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre too. So I paused the video. So I watched the fucking the YouTube video of him playing. I'm like, all right, this looks pretty cool. It just looks like fucking, you know, Lefty and shit, the station from fucking Texas too. So I fucking, like, you know, paused it, and I'm like fucking going to the description, download the game so I can play it myself again for free. It's a free fucking early build alpha, whatever the fuck you want to call it. You know, so it's like a horror type. It's not like, it's not gory or anything like that. It's all, the game's almost all audio, really. I mean the graphics that are there are decent, you know. It's the fucking, they look pretty good. It's just, you know, one room is the station, and you can get up and walk around. It's pretty lighthearted. There's this sense of humor to it. It's self-aware, and no, it's not really trying, again, it's like horror kind of with the killer, but it's not trying to be like scary, really. It's just it's trying to capture that 80s slasher vibe. It's basically like a puzzle game. You know, someone calls into the station and they describe what's happening to them. They're, you know, they'll be, somebody will call in, they're closing up shop for the night, and there's a man outside who won't leave. You know, what should they do? And the game gives you a multiple choice of dialogue options. You know, it's like, tell them to lock the door, tell them to hide under the counter, or call the police. And they'll say, all right, you know, they'll hang up, and then you kind of go back to the radio station thing again and start playing music, and you can, you know, get up, walk around the station, pick up, it's just all shit everywhere. You can just pick up and throw, and if you feel like it, you know, it's cassette tapes and pens and books and shit. You just pick them up and throw them around, or chairs or whatever the fuck. Then when you feel, you know, you can sit back down and answer the phone lines again and try to help them out further. If they're alive, or they could, you know, they could die if you tell them the wrong thing to do. If you make the wrong choice, they get stabbed. And usually they're just fucking, you know, asking for directions, and it's like, yeah, where should I go? You have a map of the town on a wall you can refer to, and a caller will say, like, you know, I'm at the library, I'm going to make a run for the police station, which way should I go? And you kind of look at the map, find the library, and tell them which, you know, which direction it's in. But somehow I managed to fuck that up. You know what I mean? It's, I don't think it's as simple. It's something I must have been missing or whatever, because it's fucking like, oh, you go fucking whatever, take a right, and then it's fucking, oh, she died. You know what I mean? I don't know what the fuck I did. So something I missed. Two of the three callers died. Like, ended up dying. So I couldn't tell you where I went wrong, but we've established that I'm bad at video games. That's, again, it's par for the course. That's what happens. There's one criticism I can give. I mean, this is an early build, and it's cool. I do love the concept. Some of the cues they give aren't exactly clear. It just seems like random fucking luck rather than solving a puzzle, you know. Unless that's what they're going for, maybe, where it's just fucking like, I don't know, like some of them are going to die or whatever, or is fucking trying to be vague about shit, so you feel like you fucked up when it's not, you thought you have something, but they kind of like trick you when you're missing something. And because, I mean, when the callers get killed, though, it's pretty funny, you know. It's fucking like, ah, he's walking towards me right now. Ah, he's got the knife in his hand. And they'll be like, fucking like, hey, mister, what's with the knife? Oh, he's not answering me. And then, you know, and then fucking, then they get stabbed, and it's this comical gurgling and shit of them, like, fucking like, oh my god, he's stabbing me. You know what I mean? You hear, like, the fucking, the killer, like, breathing and shit. It's not to be taken, like, seriously. It's not a fucking, like, dead, it's not your answering police call. It's not like a fucking police dispatch training simulator or anything like that. It's just like a goofy, like, 80s nostalgia fucking, like, horror type thing, just with, like, a different angle, you know. I like Killer Frequency. I like the concept of it. It's obviously not a complete game yet. You know, it takes about half an hour to play through. Well, you can definitely see a lot of shit that's in like the studio that they never really utilize. Or, you know, there's a big whiteboard that has like traffic codes or like weather station fucking code or whatever that I never used. And there's like a locker, there's a little like secret little things like, oh, there's a locker with a padlock on it. And I'm pretty fucking positive that I figured out the combination for it. It was like one of your co-workers' birthdays and shit, like you find like a letter or something, it's like, oh, my birthday party, blah blah blah, and it's like that guy's locker, and it's like, well, 4-digit code, and you're pretty sure. I'm like, fuck, that's pretty obvious, it's either like the year or the month, you know, the month, the last two digits of the fucking year. I kept fucking doing that, and like, doesn't open. So, you know, there's probably something in there. It's you know, it's fucking just like, guys, we don't know what to do. Like, there's no reason to go in there. So just don't bother the fucking having the thing open. So, you know, I think the game would be really fucking awesome if it gets fleshed out. Or, yeah, it's making like a, you know, again, it's a half an hour, you can blow through it. They made it like a 6-hour game or so, and maybe like the last act, it switches it up, you can finally leave the station. You know, the killer's after you type of deal. You can just walk around and flip the script and have some, like, you have to ask questions to somebody, something like that, you know. I'm not backseat game developing, just saying, like, fucking, like, you know, they make it longer than that. So something surprising, pretty much, at the end. There were a couple things, like, you know, the killer is after you at the end, and he shuts the lights out, and you have to figure out how to start up a generator, or switch the fuses, or change the fuses in the station. Shit like that, though, would be a little bit different, you know what I mean? Then fucking switch it up, then big reveal at the end, you know, wow us with the fucking end. It's pretty cool. I like it. I hope it gets made. Something to keep an eye on, and you can check out the alpha early build, whatever. Again, it's fucking free. What's there is pretty polished. Yeah, you know, just pretty much they just need more content. You know what I mean? That's about it. Another game that's out, that's complete, still free, is Dia, which is it's a walking simulator, but it's the appropriate length and price a walking simulator should be, meaning it's about 20 minutes long and it's free. It's kind of neat, artsy, freaky. You just walk in a straight line down like a city street, and you know, you see a sign that reads, you know, a big sign on the side that says population zero. And then, you know, you enter, as soon as you cross into the city, it changes to population one. And you're, you know, just walking down the street and shit. And then you see a dead body on the sidewalk. Move a little further down the street. And then you see the same body again, you know, like off in a fucking alley somewhere. And, you know, you just keeps moving around when you're not looking. It's fucking, you'll stay, you know, it's like where you can like turn back and you see him, you move a little bit, you turn back and he's gone, and then you go and he's right in front of you and shit like that. And then the signs all change to population two, you know, pretty scary, huh? Spooky stuff there. You find a phone, pick up the phone, and you get like the BioShock Frank Fontaine voice in your ear type thing. It's some chick telling you to, you know, get away from the body as fast as you can. Don't touch it. Don't go near it. You know, it's not what you think it is. It keeps moving and shifting, and eventually you just keep walking, and eventually you come to a dead end, and it's fucking like walking towards you. And I'm not gonna spoil that. Play it or don't. You know, it's fucking, it's short and it's free, and you know, there's some Lovecraftian tentacle monsters at the end. I suppose I kind of spoiled it there, but hey, you know, it's the game's called Dia. Again, if you want to check it out, Alpha Beta Gamer. He's got a video on it. I've got a fucking video on it. It's pretty short. If you don't feel like, I don't know why you'd fucking watch a 20-minute video and just not play the fucking game where you're just pretty much walking in a straight line. But either or, what else are you going to fucking do with your life? Not much. I can tell you. What I'm going to do with my life, I believe, is probably take a break right around here. Right at exactly the 30-minute mark. I'm going to time it exact this time because we're professionals here. We do everything to the second. Yeah, I was exactly 0.320 seconds late on that break, so I'm going to have to take a note to cut out one and half a stutter. So those are all planned. I mean, that might sound like an asshole, but it's all very regulated. You don't have to do that. What you could do, I'm giving you some ideas for free entertainment here. You could play Faith. That's another complete game. A little more substance to it than Dio or Killer Frequency. Another horror game too. I had myself a bit of a mini spook fest last week. Faith is a retro, but even more retro than the 8-bit NES shit we're used to. It's supposed to resemble an old DOS or Apple II game. It does remind me of the hunting mini game in Oregon Trail or something like that. But it's way cooler than that. I would have shit myself if I had this game when I was like 6. You're a preacher, and you have to go out to a cabin in the woods to investigate an exorcism gone wrong. Other men of the cloth had gone there before you and didn't return. A lot of the stories is told through, it's mostly text. You know, it's all text. So there was some speech to it, I guess. But there's a lot of text fucking crawls, and you're reading notes. At the start, they just explain the basic story and through text, you know. And when you start actually playing, your car is parked on the side of the road, and you're out of it already. You wander off in the forest, and you're looking for anything of interest. It's just like a screen-by-screen type game, you know. It's fucking, you know, oh, it doesn't really scroll. It's like transitions. You go to the top of the screen, it transitions to another one. It's just like static screens, you know. Then, you know, if you're just walking around looking for anything of interest or anything that looks out of place, and you lift up you press a button, you lift up a cross, and you, like, exercise shit. It's fucking gravestones, dead trees, or whatever, pools of water, like shit that just like kind of sticks out. You just fucking just lift up the cross and fucking it'll disappear, or a puff of smoke will come out of it, and then a note appears you can pick up and read, and we get more backstory. And I'm pretty sure you need to exercise enough shit to unlock other things, like the house you're going to. I think if you do enough of it, like a key appears, you need the key to get somewhere, and then you need whatever. And as you just walking around looking for shit to exercise, randomly a pixelated spider demon appears and runs at you, and yelling in computerized, synthesized voice, like it sounds almost like a text to speech, and it's genuinely kind of scary. Just some fucking like white thing, and I'm not even sure what the fuck it's supposed to be, really, or what it's screaming, like what it's saying, just because the text or the speech synthesized voice is so shitty, you can't even really make it out. Just like screaming, you know. You have to like face towards it and use the cross and wait for it to get close enough, and it'll just turn around and it runs away, like off the screen, screaming again. So I was kind of iffy about the game, about Faith at first. It's just the spider thing's good, but I'm like, oh, all you're really doing is walking around, fucking pressing a button to you know, to make fucking notes appear, and it's like, I don't know, dude. And then fucking like as you're going to it, as you're wandering around, the woods are confusing to navigate. Again, it's the fucking, like, it's like, am I at, like, the same screens as a similar screen? Am I making progress? Or, at first I thought they were, like, endless or whatever. Or it's like, maybe they have, like, some kind of Zelda Lost Woods trick to them that I wasn't figuring out, because I kept seeing the same screens over and over again. They do loop, but there's, like, there's definitely like a finite number of screens there. They just like, you know, they'll repeat. So say where you start, like you're at the screen with the car at the beginning, and you can see a road to the south of it. If you keep going west, you'll go to the left, like 10 screens, you know? And each time you go, it'll be a different screen. Like it might even look similar. Like it looks like the same screen, but there'll still always be like a road there. So you're making, you are walking to the left. You know what I mean? It's like a different part, different screen, I guess. But then after those 10 screens, though, you wind up at your car again. So it loops, you know, it goes like a loop, like a circle. So I think you could map it all out if you really wanted to be thorough, but I was just like, I don't know, I'm fucking wandering blind like an asshole. There's also like a random fucking deer kept popping up and running. I was like, is that like a clue? Do I run towards where the deer is running, or do I run like, do I go away from where the deer is fucking running? But I think it's just a random deer that didn't fucking help me at all. I was just wandering around. But eventually I found a little shed you can go inside, and a ghost shadow gray blob thing attacks you while you're in the shed. And if you kill it with Jesus, I think that's what makes the spider will stop chasing you after that. And that makes, you know, that makes the exploration a hell of a lot easier. Then I found like the main house, and that's when things start getting hard. You find like a big house out there, the cabin you're looking for, and yeah, it gets hard like my dick when I'm watching women's soccer. and then thinking of a bomb going off in the stadium. Just kidding. I would never watch fucking women's soccer or fucking men's soccer. I'm not a fucking Euro homo. Once you're in the house, this girl starts terrorizing you. They do this fucking, they have like a short first person view shot where you're lying down in the bed, like looking over the foot, and she peeks over like the end of it, and looks like the girl from The Ring, but she has no face, and she's fucking like screaming, or maybe it's just like a loud ass fucking like sound effect, like kissing sound effect, but it's disturbing. It's pretty fucked up. I don't think that is necessarily true to some, like, I don't think that's something that could really be produced on a fucking Apple II, I don't believe, but it's a great looking fucking pixel art animation. They use this fucking distortion effect, and the screen's all shaky and red, and it's just because everything up to that point has been so low res, and just fucking, you know, it's pretty, yeah, it does look like something that would be on a fucking Apple II or whatever. Just because everything up to that point is so, you don't know what anything is, and this is fucking like pretty, it's not, you know, it's still like pixelated and shit, but it's like so much fun, so many fucking frames of animation is like fluid, but still kind of like shaky and fucked up. Like it really, hits really hard. It's pretty good. I pissed myself a little bit. And you're going to see that animation quite a bit, because after that, she starts popping up, you know, it goes back to the normal view, overhead view, where you're back in the house, looking around, searching for shit, and she starts popping up around the house, and she's more complicated to take care of than the spider or anything else that was in there. So you have these symbols that appear on the floor, and then when she's coming, and then like four of her will materialize around you, you know, like top, bottom, left, right, and you have about a second to take out your cross and like face each one and figure out which one's the like the real one of her, I guess, that starts like blinking, and you have to like hold it there for a couple seconds until she dies. Or at least she'll go away for a bit, then like go into another room. Like again, she'll fucking appear, and you have to like, oh fuck, you have to like find out like which one is, which way is. You have to like hold the cross. If you don't do it in time, she'll slam into you when you turn into a fucking mess of red bloody pixels, and the game says Mortis. And I'm no Latin scholar, but I'm pretty sure Mortis means dead. And I saw and heard that a lot, because yeah, it just gets fucking like hard at that point. Again, I'm bad at games, but I found it hard. I kept fucking dying over and over. Thankfully that they're pretty good about the checkpoints. You're not going to start back at the car or anything like that. That would be no bueno, which is Latin for gay. So you start like at the, like we see one of those cutscenes, you'll start the cutscene in the bed and fight her a few times. Then you end up in an attic for like a boss battle with her. It's very fucking difficult. Again, or I found it tough. I'll put it that way. So you're trapped in this one small room. She floats around in like a pentagram pattern. She's moving around. If she touches you, it's Mortis for the preacher man. You have to wait for her to stop, like her movement, and you know she'll stop for a little bit, and you have to get close enough with the cross to damage her, but not too close, or that like triggers her, and she'll just fucking like zip right at you, and you won't have time to fucking move out of the way at all, and she'll Mortis your ass. And she has different phases where she'll move like faster or make fucking like one or two more moves than she did before she stops, that fucks you all up. Or she'll do like a false stop, or she'll stop for like a split second, you know, that's enough for you to like, all right, you know, go over and fucking try to get her, and then fucking like, nope, she keeps moving again, like shit like that, you know, it just fucks with you. So you can't really rely on like memorizing the pattern exactly. You know, it's fucking like, I get it down, and it's fucking like, oh, she switched it up. Oh, fuck, you know, I'm done. And yeah, after a bit of that, you get another creepy cutscene where there's an arm growing out of her face. Which again, it's like fucking, it's more good looking animation and shit. But really, I'm just like, oh, thank God! Like, you know, that there's like a checkpoint there, and she's gonna fuck your ass up more after that. But you keep at it, and then eventually she flies out of the fucking little window in the attic. Then you make your way back downstairs, and you get a rifle with one bullet in it. And you can leave the house and go back into the woods. But everything is silent now, because there was like a, before the entire game, when you were like wandering around in the woods, there was like a MIDI Moonlight Sonata playing. Like, that was like the soundtrack, like on a loop, just fucking do 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 do, like just in like pixelated, kind of cool sounded fucking song. And the spider is back now, and he's still coming at you, but you don't have your cross. Like, all you have is the gun with the one bullet. I was a little confused what I was supposed to be doing with the gun. I assumed I was trying to find the girl again and shoot her. But I checked all around, like, the outside of the house once I got outside. Like, went around the back where you can see, like, the attic up top. Couldn't find her around there on that screen. Then I fucking wandered through the woods, and the spider scared the shit out of me. So I'm like, all right, well, I have the gun, so I'll shoot at him. And, you know, I missed, and Mortis. There was a spot in the woods, too, that had, like, one screen that had a cow skull in it in the middle of a pentagram. And before, when I entered it, it kept saying, "Chaos reigns." So I'm like, oh, maybe I'm supposed to be going there and something happens, but now I went to the pentagram and it didn't say fucking anything at all, but just nothing happened, so I don't know what the fuck that's about. I tried going back to my car and like, nope, nothing there. I couldn't like get back in. I tried like crossing the road. I had never like crossed and like gone south. I'm like, oh, maybe there's fucking something down there. So I tried doing this. Nothing. Like fucking, it just like ends. That's like the furthest south you can go is the road. But I tried it, and I got fucking mortised by a fucking tractor trailer. Just ran me the fuck over. That was unexpected and made me fucking laugh. That was pretty good. Then I went to the small shack from before, and the gray ghost was back there just like standing there, so I just shot him. Then I tried the car and it let me get in, and it went to like a cutscene of me driving away, and then the girl popped out of the back seat and ate my face, and I crashed into a tree and died, and the game ended. So I approve, you know, I like the bad endings. And you can get different endings, but, you know, it's me we're talking about here, so I probably get the worst ending we possibly could. And I generally like the fucking bad endings in games, so it worked for me. I think there are two sequels to Faith that are already out. It was like Faith Volume 2 and 3, I think. I think I'll check them out. You know, it's a cool fucking game. It just caught my eye. I was just like scrolling. I was just going on like the Indie Kick thing. I was like, oh, I'll fucking check out itch.io and search like the horror category. I'm like, oh, this looks pretty fucking cool. And it ended up being really good. But I mean, I don't think I've unearthed any like hidden gem here, because in like the description for the game there is that there were fucking like blurbs from like IGN and like Kotaku and those fucking fags too. So, I don't think I've earned my true hipster cred there. I think, you know, it was pretty, I mean, as far as like indie game, like real indie games go, it was pretty, pretty common or popular or whatever. It was already discovered. You know, I'm a few years late to the Faith party eventually. And, speaking of a few years too late, I also played Hacknet. And to be pleasantly surprised for the third time, maybe this episode, maybe this day shift bullshit really is turning my outlook on life around. Yeah, I mean, I really actually dug Hacknet. I think it's a good fucking game. And another game, a few years old, you know, it looks like it should be fucking, like, boring as shit. It's the game's literally all text. It's a DOS-era fucking computer interface is more or less what you're looking at. I mean, it's some, like, visual shit, but it'd be like, you know, like a, almost like music visualizers from that era, you know, from, like, the, like, 90s era shitty fucking visual, music visualizers. It's pretty much all you're looking at, or, like, just circles that, like, represent, like, fucking, like, different computers. Like, that's about it as far as graphics go, and everything else is just text. Yeah, the premise is you're poking around the internet in the 90s. There's no, again, no art, just chat logs and text prompts you're looking at. And yeah, you get an email from a hacker who had died, and his message is like a, you know, it's kind of like a kill switch to send you on a trail, you know. It's fucking like, oh, you found like some like hidden thing. It's like, oh, you could, because you were able to, you know, decrypt or fucking hack this thing. It's fucking like, all right, now here's what I want you to do. And, you know, you have this program called Port Hack that lets you gain administrative access to any computer you can connect to. But first, you have to open a certain number of ports on the computer, depending on how secure it is. And you may or may not have the program to, you know, hack into them just yet. For example, and I'm probably going to get the specifics wrong here, but it's pretty consistent about, like, the port numbers and, like, the program you need to do it. But it'll say, like, at the top, the top of the screen, it'll be, like, open ports required to hack 3. So you need to open 3 fucking ports. And, you know, there'll be, like, a list of fucking, you know, four available ports. You have to hack 3. I mean, it'll say, like, fucking, like, port 22, 35, 44, and, like, whatever, 1043 or whatever the fuck it is. So, and I'll say, like, again, it's pretty consistent, like, the number and then, like, what it is. So it's like, you know, 22 will be HTTP server. And then if you have a program that can disable HTTP ports, you know, it's fucking, like, whatever. It's, I forget what the fuck, it's HTTP crack, I think, or something like that. You know, it's just like a certain program that you just fucking, you just type in whatever, fucking HTTP crack 22, like the number of the fucking port. And, you know, a little visual will pop up as the program runs, and once the thing finishes, like, it's like, all right, now that port, you know, port 22 is open. So you have one port open. Then you have to do the same for two other ports, pretty much, to open it up. And then you run the fucking port hack, and then it's fucking like, oh, you have administrative access and get into the computer. Stick with me. I know this sounds fucking brutal, but stick with me. So at first it's that simple, you know, but as you get further on, you start running into, like, it's like, oh, this computer has a firewall, or it is like a proxy. And then for firewalls, like, it says, like, firewall, and there's a fucking, like, bar across it. And, you just type in analyze over and over again. And each time you do that, like, a series of scrambled letters will show up, and you type it again, and, like, it'll get less jumbled each time you do that, until you can make out, like a word, which will be, like the password. And you type solve in the password, and then that drops the firewall. But usually if you do the firewalls or whatever, even, like, some, like, random ports you hack into, like a timer will come up, and it'll start, like, ticking down. And if you don't complete the hack, if you don't, like, gain administrative access by the time that the timer reaches 0, your IP address gets traced and your fucking computer shuts down, and you have to just reboot. Like, again, it's all in-game, obviously, but, you know, it fucking, like, reboots, and you have to, you know, blue screen and fucking all the shit, and it's, like, rebooting. You have to wait, like, 20, whatever, a minute or so for the thing to fucking, like, reboot, and then try doing it again. And yeah, if you type analyze too fast, well, one of the passes is still running, well, it's still, like, descrambling. And you try, like, speeding it up and type analyze as it's going, it'll cancel what you have going, and you have to, like, do it again, start it over. Or in the case of my dyslexic ass, the hardest part of the game is trying to spell analyze correctly. It took me a while. I know there's anal is in there, but after that, I drop out. And you have to contend with limited RAM in your, on your, the 90s PC you're using. You can't, it's not like you can just run a bunch of programs at once. It's like, oh, I want to fucking, you know, type in, you know, I'm a speed fucking typer. I'm going to type in all the fucking three ports I need, the programs, just type them in real quick and just run them all at once. Like, you can't do that. It just like, we'll fill up the RAM and it's fucking like, it'll say insufficient RAM. You can't do anything. you can even shit like you can write yourself notes that'll pop up by you type like add note. And that was just like this shit, you add note and then fucking whatever you want to write for a note, you know, and then, that'll pop up on the side and just like stick there. Which is almost a necessity when you need to remember IP addresses to like computers or whatever, to go to. And like, even like the little notes will eat up RAM, you know? So, and then if you, for the proxies, you need to connect to multiple other computers that you already have access to. And then like go to the computer you want to like get the proxy off of and like overload it and just fucking run those, like those two or three computers at once. And the bar that's just like fucking proxy slowly goes down. But you need to have those computers connected, and then like, you know, that eats up your RAM, takes up space. So it almost becomes kind of like a rhythm game aspect to it, where you can like pre-type like what you want to do next and pre-type the fucking command line to what you want to do, but you just have to like wait until the other programs are finished running before you fucking, then you fucking just hit enter and let it go, and then I'll type the next one out and fucking like, well, you know, wait for it, let it go. And towards the end, you have to be like near perfect for that. Like, you can see like, There was like a visual. It was like a square or whatever, of the, you know, the visual of the program running, and then it slowly like creeps up. You know what I mean? It slowly like fucking lets RAM space, whatever, like space starts freeing up as it's like closing. You got to be like, all right, it's fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking get ready to go when you can on the next one. You have to be like fucking like so precise with that towards the end of the fucking game. So, yeah, you're hacking these computers, and once you're in, you can read any files that are in there. You know, it's like company emails and personal chat logs, and, you know, find other passwords to other systems, and you find additional programs you can download and use to access other stuff. And, you know, it gets more complicated from there, you know, where you're fucking like scanning computers. You can scan like a network to see if they're connected to other computers, and you eventually get a program that connects to like cell phones, so you can hack into people's phones from their computers. And so some of the fucking the files are like encrypted where you can't open them, so it's like, oh, you need to get like some decoding program. And you join a hacker organization. They want you to upload files to their servers, like download them here, then upload them to the server. And they're like emailing you to find files for them. And you're, you know, accepting like these different jobs. There's like, oh, I want you to break into the fucking school computer and like, you know, change somebody's grade. And it's like, all right, you have to like get like a text, you know, get like the text file, edit the text file again, all fucking like command prompt shit, you know, fucking like, all right, like, how do you fucking like change that? And you gotta learn all that bullshit. I realize it all sounds pretty boring. I know, probably boring to listen to, but you know, it's real fucking nerdy too, obviously. But it's actually really simple to figure out. I mean, I'm not a fucking DOS guy. I don't know fucking like command prompts from shit. All like the changing the fucking directory CD dot dot, and then fucking that like backs up a level, or like SCP to upload a file, and LS to list and shit to see what files and folders are available. It's like, I have fucking no idea. Like, again, I never use that fucking regularly in my life. But I mean, you learn enough of it to play the fucking game really quickly. If you type in help, it brings up a list of commands, and there's only like a dozen really main commands that you're really using. So he's just like help, and then like whatever, like, you know, just fucking lists of really what you need. And it, you know, it's probably like a dozen fucking main like commands you really use, and then you type in exe, it'll just give you a list of like the programs. Again, it's just fucking like really, they're called like whatever FTP or whatever the fuck, you know, whatever that it's called. If there's like a server, whatever, like a fucking server port you have to fucking get through, the fucking program's called like Server Worm. So it's like, oh, obviously that's what it is. You just fucking run it. There's also a database or archive that explains all like the basic concepts of what you're doing, and you know, a part of the fun is figuring that shit out. You know, like the port opening thing seems so like foreign at first. I mean, then it's like, oh yeah, dude, fucking, you just see the same shit over and over. You see like the same port, so it's like, oh dude, fucking right away, you just fucking already typing in FTP fucking bounce the first thing and running that before you even think about it. That just got to become muscle memory, and they keep throwing like new shit at you to deal with. It doesn't become like really overwhelming until the end, when they want you to do like a dozen things at once, and fucking, you know, remember like passwords and fucking IP addresses you haven't used for like for hours and shit, and you know, then the real difficult shit is when there's no like margin of error as far as your timing goes. You really just have to fucking like manage your fucking RAM and shit, and fucking like make sure like one program's halfway closed. You fucking hit enter on the next one and get it running, or you're not gonna have time to do shit. It sounds boring, but the game's entertaining and it's also funny. I mean, you're reading these fucking IRC chat logs of people who are like fucking with each other and like tricking them into giving out their personal information, and people like catfishing, and find some kid's like school movie report he did on the human centipede, and you know, reading like CEO's journal entries where they're being fucking retarded, and co-workers like hitting on each other, and it has a good sense of humor. It's not really politically correct at all, which surprised me for some reason, probably because, you know, it's a techie like game jam game, and that's kind of synonymous with Silicon Valley progressive faggot usually. I found parts of Hacknet like some of it, like towards the end, again, it's like, yeah, it's pretty fucking brutal to try to figure out. You know, you have like that visual map of all like the computers you can connect to, which would be like circles, and if they're, you know, connected with fucking like lines and shit. And I'm like, at first, it's like, oh, it's, you know, there's only like whatever fucking 20 of them or so, and it's fucking like, all right, I can kind of remember. It's like, oh, this one I keep going back to, using this area, so you kind of remember where it is. But yeah, towards the end, it's just fucking just a fucking shit everywhere. It's a mess, and I don't know if it was like the resolution I was running the game at, but like, dude, the names of the computers would be like off screen, or they'd be like on top of other shit, so you couldn't even read them. And at certain points, I was at like what the fuck, dude? What am I looking at? Moments of like, how the fuck am I going to find anything? And I had no idea how to proceed. And but I'd poke around. I figured it out really once or twice. I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck. I had to fucking like break down and use like a walkthrough of like where was this computer? Like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, what they want me to do? Like, I couldn't fucking remember or whatever. But and it's one of those deals, like, once you look at the walkthrough, it's like, oh, okay, like, I knew, like, whatever, I just forgot something that, you know what I mean, I knew, but didn't retain that information, pretty much, which is, yeah, not my strongest suit. And I'm sure the game is retardedly easy for anyone who grew up using DOS. Like, it's like, oh, yeah, whatever, man, fucking, you know what the fuck you're doing, is there wouldn't be much to it. If you knew that already, that cut out like 95% of like the challenge for me was like trying to fucking remember that shit. You know, for it's kind of hard for Windows pussies, you know, like me. And I realize, you know, like trying to like explain this game, like Hacknet's a fucking tough sell. To try to get it, it's like, believe me, it's fucking cool. But I liked it. I'd heard nothing but good things about it before. I got it for free, and Steam was giving it away for a couple weeks for some reason at some point. I just gave it a random whirl, and it hooked me pretty good. I liked it a lot. I mean, there's a lot of reading to it, so. If that's not your thing, I can understand. It's usually not my thing either, but, you know, I am getting old, and Apex is teaching me that my Twitch reflexes are indeed that of an old man. I just want to read my stories and play my 90s nostalgia games, I guess. Not like those fucking kids with their newfangled Switches. On the latest bullet point of the Nintendo Switch being a piece of shit. So, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is out. It came out yesterday. So, I bought it, and I'm like, all right, I'll play this, dude, whatever. Go to install it. And not enough internal memory, you know. Not enough space to install this game. So, I erased everything that was on my Switch. I fucking erased, and all that was on the fucking Switch was fucking Mario Odyssey and Smash Brothers Ultimate. I don't think fucking Mario was even installed. So all that was installed in there was fucking Smash Brothers. I'm like, well, the game sucks anyway. Fucking deleted it, so there's nothing, no fucking software on my fucking system. Still not enough space to fucking download one game, to download fucking Marvel Ultimate Alliance. The Switch is fucking memories. It's worse than the intentionally shitty computer in fucking like Hacknet. It was supposed to be like a 90s. Like, ah, it's fucking, remember when you didn't have any fucking space in your shit? You had to fucking delete a bunch of stuff. Worse than that, you know, at least you could fucking run a couple programs at the same time on fucking, you know, the computer in Hacknet. So pretty much I'm forced to buy a fucking SD card to play one game. You know what I mean? It's probably not great. I'm going to bet that Ultimate Alliance 3 is not the best. Like, it's probably mediocre, maybe, on a system that's definitely shitty. So, goddamn it. And speaking of shitty, podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. You can write in there and try to defend the Switch. I mean, you're wrong. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. Nobody's willing to go to bat for that. I'm Absolute Deicide, and it's the same deal there. Nobody's going to care what you say about me. I'm still trying to figure out this whole weekend thing, but that's all I'm going to spend my weekend. That and cashing out my Walmart stock, because fuck that place. Sell. And probably, I don't know. Again, I'm going to wait for these new fucking NVIDIA cards to come out, which will be coming out shortly, I'd imagine. Usually in the fucking summer, right? Like August or so, September around, they put out new cards. Might invest in a new PC. We'll see. Even though, I was playing fucking like Gears of War. I was playing Gears of War fucking early as a test out for the Gears 5. It's just called Gears 5. I don't know if I meant Gears, not Gears of War 5, just Gears 5. So I played that, you know, it was fucking, it's like a free beta, early access or whatever. It ran fucking fine. Like, as far as like ultra fucking 60 frames a second, like fucking no problem again, my fucking 1080 card. So I don't know. Still, I don't know, maybe I could run it at 70 or 80 frames a second, I don't know, but fucking, yeah, that's what I plan on doing, cashing out stock and doing DOS prompts. Exciting stuff from Grunt Free Press.